Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
Mr. Sandman,
you get the idea?
Bring me a dream.
It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
It's a great program.
And tell him that his lonesome nights are over, Sandman.
What is it?
It's exactly what I need.
It's a slam dunk.
It's great.
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
Please turn on your magic beat.
Here he comes.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a
Here's David Hollander.
Going broke in retirement. According to virtually every study, the number one fear in retirement is going broke. But how does that actually happen? How do people run out of money in what is supposed to be the best years of their life? Well, you need to know how so you can escape from making the same mistakes. That's why we're sharing today the 10 ways you can go broke in retirement. Good morning. I'm David Hollander, your host, and this is Protect Your Assets Radio. For those of you just joining me for the first time, welcome. You can hear the jingle in the background. People call me the Sandman around here, and that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal and financial questions each week right here on KNBR. And that's because I've been running a financial firm for almost 30 years and I'm a practicing attorney. We are live right now in our studio. If you have a question, maybe have something comes up, you want to know what the Sandman would do, you can always tweet me at PYA Radio. Again, that's at PYA Radio to ask your question. Now, I'd be willing to make a bet that your top retirement concern for retirement is making your money last. And you know what? You're not alone. According to a latest survey, this was done by Transamerica Retirement. This was done late last year, December 2019. The single greatest retirement fear is outliving your savings. This was cited by 48% of those people who were polled. Now, Social Security is front of mind to those surveys. They said 77% are concerned that Social Security will not be there for them when they retire. So how does someone actually run out of money in retirement? How do people spend all their money and then have nothing left for the best years of their life? Imagine how you would feel if you never had to worry about running out of money in retirement. How would you spend your time if you knew you couldn't go broke in retirement? Would you spend more time playing golf, maybe gardening, or time with your kids or grandkids? Life is meant to be lived, not spent on worrying. So today, take control of your financial security by learning how to avoid going broke in retirement as I share 10 things you need to avoid so this doesn't happen to you. So here's a couple to consider. Now, these do contradict each other, so I want to warn you before I get into it. But if your retirement portfolio isn't in perfect balance, it could cause you to end up on the wrong side of history. So let's say you decide after all this volatility, all the uncertainty right now, that you're just going to abandon stocks altogether. Well, for those who survived or who are maybe still recovering from the Great Recession, I know it's burned into the knowledge that stock can be risky, and you consider what just happened in March of this year. We all remember it real well. The S&P was down over 30% in March after returning 29% in 2019, so it was quite the wild ride. It's scary to watch your total portfolio, your 401k, shrink as you head into retirement, or maybe you're in retirement and you're relying on that account to cover your bills every month. Well, you're not alone. If your knee-jerk reaction during that time was to pull all your money out of stocks, maybe you did that, and maybe you're sitting there right now looking at the new highs of this S&P 500, beating yourself up because you missed out on it and wondering if you should get back in now. Well, that could be the wrong thing to do. I recommend that you have some of your retirement stocks throughout your retirement to keep up with the cost of living as reflected in, of course, the new average inflation that Powell was just talking about, because going forward, that could be 3% or 4%. No one knows right now what their target's going to be, but he just announced it on Thursday that the Fed has changed their way of looking at inflation And now that number is going to be higher. So you're going to have to keep pace with that if you want your purchasing power of your portfolio to remain intact. So there is no one-size-fits answer for anybody and for what your stock allocation should look like in retirement. But for our clients, what we do is we like to build a financial plan first to see what kind of income they need now and in the future. And then stocks can be a part of that cocktail, if you wish, that cocktail mix, but they also might be your worst enemy. Now, the flip side of that is that you invest too much in stocks or in one stock. But wait, if stocks are risky, how much should you have in stocks? Now, one route that I've heard about has that as you near retirement, investors might move to, say, 60% of stocks in their account and then trim back to, say, 40 to 50% in stocks early in retirement and maybe 20 to 30 later in retirement. But you know what? That's not necessarily a one-size-fits-all either. Because in addition, when you look at stocks, having diversification in stocks is very important. And what I mean by that is by having a mix of small, mid, and large cap value and growth type stocks. And don't forget about international. You need to have some of that in there as well. And look for industries and companies that are in different categories. It's all very important as you put that together. And I know while people say diversification doesn't ensure a profit or eliminate market risk, having too much of any one stock could carry major risk. Let me give you an example of that. Right now, I'm having a lot of clients, a lot of people call us because they're getting offers from their employers. They're offering them these walk-away packages where they're going to get a big check. And as we look at their retirement account, they may have 20, 30, even 40, I saw this week, 60% of their net worth in their employer stock. That's a recipe for disaster. We've seen this too many times. Even if your company is great, even if it's trading at 400 times earnings right now, which some of them, by the way, are out there, you gotta realize that at some point, the reality is going to set in. And your account's going to come back down to earth. So, yes, it's hard paying taxes. Yes, it's hard to necessarily get out of that after you've done so well. But why would you jeopardize everything to see it go higher? How much higher? 5-10% more? Is it really worth it to jeopardize everything? That could be a disaster just waiting to happen. So I ask you right now to check yourself and think about looking at some different ways to spread that risk out. You can use mutual funds to do that. Exchange-traded funds, ETFs, are very exciting right now. There's many different types to look at. They're very low cost. These are easy ways to get diversification. But don't forget, in retirement, you're going to have to think about steady sources of retirement income. And so I'd suggest taking a look at treasuries, municipal bonds, high quality short-term corporate bonds. I was talking in the previous section about real estate. If you don't have any real estate exposure, you should be finding out ways to get that. And again, if you missed any of what I talked about the last session, you can go right now on Alexa. You can say, hey, Alexa, enable Protect Your Assets, or Google, hey, Google, talk to Protect Your Assets. And then right there, you can hear all about the real estate under my market segment I was just talking about. And possibly you should be thinking about gold. Gold's been doing real well, and that's a great way to further diversify your portfolio across alternatives and then also fixed income sources. Now, coming up next is time for our popular They Say segment. And they say that diversifying your investments is smart. In fact, you heard me just say that. But what about your retirement income? No one really talks about that. So what do I say? We'll find out. You certainly don't want to miss this one. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
Times are changing. Some would say they've already changed. And how do you actually protect your assets? David Hollander's Protect Your Assets events focus on common financial concerns that individuals and families face in retirement.
Things like how to prepare for unexpected medical expenses and ways to create income to help support your desired lifestyle. Join us at our next free event to learn how addressing these concerns can help you feel more confident about the days ahead and help you sleep better at night. Just go to pyaevents.com and reserve your seat today. That's pyaevents.com and sign up or join the wait list today. pyaevents.com. Enjoy the rest of the ride. If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
According to the latest Transamerica Retirement Survey, the single greatest retirement fear is outliving your savings. So this morning we are talking about how that actually happens to people and how you could run out of money in retirement. I am David Hollander. I am known as the Sandman. You're listening to Protect Your Assets. And this morning we did get an email from Gail. And Gail asked me a couple questions related to estate planning. So thank you, Gail, for doing that. And so Gail asked me the following question. If we were to gift $200,000 to each of our children today, the $200,000 is over the $15,000 limit gift per person. So then she does a little math here. $200,000 minus $15,000 times 2 equals 170. Thank you for that, Gail. So $170,000 is over the amount to any individual, and we must report the gift on our tax return. But we don't have to pay taxes until we give away more than the current lifetime limit of $11.4 million. Suppose when we die, the lifetime limit is changed to $5 million. Will the $170,000 be counted against the original $11.4 million or the date of death's current $5 million exemption? This is a great question, Gail. She has another one too, but let me handle this one first because it is a little complicated. So here's how this works. If you decide you want to give your children, or someone else for that matter, more than $15,000, in this case, this is a couple, so they're going to be able to do 15,000 times 2, which is 30,000. And here she's talking about making a gift of $200,000. Let's say it's for a house. Let's say your son's going to buy a house and you want to give him $200,000, and maybe your daughter's going to do the same, and you're going to do the same thing in a couple of years to her. How does that work? Well, Gail, it's a good question. If you do that, then yes, you're going to be using part of your unified credit. And so you would be required to file a form. It's 701, form 701 with the IRS, letting them know that you've used up part of your unified credit, in this case, $170,000 of that. But very astutely, you ask the question, well, right now the exemption amount per person is $11.4 million, and that is under the new tax code. But as you've heard, this could change dramatically. We know that right now it's going to be $5 million in 2025 if, that's a big if, the law stays the way it is for the next few years. But what if the Senate changes? And what if we get a new president? Well, I've been reading a little bit about what they plan on doing, and the fact is they're talking about doing away with the estate tax, meaning that all of this could become taxable to your estate upon death, in which case you're going to have to pay estate tax. So, Gail, a better way to do this if you're planning on doing something like this now would be to go ahead and file that Unified Credit Form 701 now. So that way you are under the $11.4 million exemption amount. And even if you pass away later, yes, you're right. It would be a math problem at that point, meaning that if it's $5 million, you're fine. But as long as you've funded that gift today, then that will be protected going forward. So that's a good idea, particularly if you want to set up possibly a trust. There are types of trusts we can set up where we can use the full $11.4 million today, or in your case, maybe $170,000 today. Set that up where you transfer that gift into a type of trust. that springs into existence takes advantage of that full exemption today, and then that's protected forever. So that might be a better way to do it, particularly with these moving targets as we can see out there. Now, another question Gail asked is, they have a limited partnership and that owns real estate. And is it possible, she asks, to give a portion of our limited partnership ownership to our kids, but they retain the income until they pass away, meaning Gail. And again, thinking ahead about estate taxes, how would she do that with Democrats possibly controlling the Congress and the White House next year? This is her question. So again, Gail, the way you could do that, and yes, limited partnership interest, you can do staggered gifts where you give up percentages each year to the children. And again, this all needs to be recorded and done appropriately, but that can be done. You can shift ownership interest to children in a partnership where you maintain the general. They become limiteds, and they get an interest in that partnership, and that can be shifted over time. Once again, this can be done using your unified credit. And I would encourage you to do that right now, as tax rates right now are on sale. This is historic. We will probably never see tax rates like this ever again. And so if you're thinking about transferring or making gifts to children, right now could be the greatest time of all. But I want to warn you, because this morning we are talking about running out of money in retirement. And this is the single greatest retirement fear out there, according to the latest survey done by the Transamerica Retirement Survey. This was conducted by the Harris Poll, and it was published in December of 2019, if you want to read about it. And 48% of those polled said this was their single greatest fear. They also said that 77% were concerned that Social Security wouldn't be there for them when they retired. So this morning we are talking about the subject, and it's a very important subject. So now let's jump into one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? There's only one man with all the answers, and here he is, David Hollander, the Sandman.
So here's one they say. They say that diversifying your investments is smart. In fact, in the last segment, I said it. But what about your retirement income? No one really talks about that. So what do I say? Well, more than 9 in 10 retirees cite Social Security as the primary source of their income in retirement. This is according to a 2020 Retirement Confidence Survey conducted by the Employee Benefit Research Institute. At the same time, nearly half of American workers fear Social Security will be reduced or won't be there for them when they retire. Again, according to that Transamerica survey, it was 77%. Now, I'm in the camp that believes that it will be there for you. I don't think it will run out. I think that you can count on your Social Security. However, as you know, Social Security alone probably won't be enough, particularly if you live here in the Bay Area, to see you comfortably through retirement. And that could be dangerous if you're worried about running out of money. So what you need to do, what you need to be thinking about this morning, is building multiple income streams. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, if you're one of the fortunate few to have a pension, that could be a good start, meaning that if you have the option of taking a lump sum, maybe you don't do that. I know there's a big temptation to take the lump sum, think that you can invest it on your own and do better than your company can. That could be a very, very dangerous prospect. So be careful about that. Get some help before you just make that decision. Also, what about your 401k? Most of you probably have a 401k. You've been funding and participating all your working years. In fact, think about it. Your 401k represents all those years of your hard-earned work. And now all of a sudden you're going to be retiring. And as you know, you have choices to make to access that account. It's not necessarily all yours right now. As you know, you owe taxes on it. And it's in the coffers of your employer right now through their plan. So how do you release that and get control of that and not make a blunder with that? Well, that's a big question. You also may have IRAs or Roths or traditional IRAs. All of those have implications that you need to think about as you turn on income streams out of those assets. Maybe you have rents. Maybe you have an annuity that can provide either a lump sum or a cash value at certain intervals over your retirement horizon. Now, all this depends on the type of annuity you choose. And for those of you who don't know much about annuities, I've done a YouTube webinar for you. You can go watch it right now. If you want to learn about the five things you need to know about annuities, here's what you do. Go to YouTube, type in the five things you need to know about annuities, and then my name, David Hollander, and you can watch my YouTube video on annuities. But what if you can't work anymore or you get sick? It's no secret our health deteriorates as we get older. In fact, just this week I was getting out of the car and I tweaked my back. This knocked me out for a week. And I know healthcare is expensive. You know it too, according to the Employee Benefit Research Institute. This is a recent report shows a 65-year-old man will need to have $144,000 to pay for medical expenses that aren't covered by Medicare. Now, I'm not talking about long-term care. If you add that on top of the equation, that's another couple hundred thousand dollars. And for you ladies, 65-year-old lady, $163,000 in other medical expenses. Again, not including several hundred thousand dollars for long-term care. So make sure you're doing all you can to cut your healthcare costs in retirement by considering supplemental Medigap or Medicare Advantage plans. Or definitely do this. Make sure you review all your options annually, as that window will open up here in about a month, and in about a month and a few days. If you or a loved one need long-term care, costs skyrocket. According to Genworth Financial, the cost for a private room in a facility right now, get this, median cost is $8,517 a month. You heard me right, $8,517 a month for one person. Small wonder that 41% of workers are concerned about their health and retirement, 44% worried they'll need long-term care due to declining health, and 42% fear cognitive decline, dementia, or Alzheimer's disease. Now, premium for long-term care policies can be steep, but in the past, I've spoken about AB, that's asset-based long-term care. If you don't know anything about that, look it up, asset-based long-term care. If you have something like a variable annuity or a life insurance policy that has a bunch of tax buildup in it and you don't want to cash it in because you don't want to pay taxes on that, well, I've found a way using asset-based long-term care where you can convert that to get this tax-free money. You heard me right. You can turn taxable money into tax-free long-term care benefits when you need them, absolutely tax-free. It's time for a quick break, but keep it tuned right here, because when we come back, I'm going to share with you how to help protect yourself from going broke in retirement. Because these next two mistakes are ones that people make all the time. So it always pays you to keep it tuned right here to protect your assets. We'll be right back.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to PYARadio.com, where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to PYARadio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's PYARadio.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets. And isn't that name right now, protecting your assets, so relevant when markets are at all-time highs? Everything is so uncertain in the future here. We've been discussing today the 10 ways that people go broke in retirement. You don't want to be without a job and suddenly figure out that you're running out of money when you're 81 years old and full of life. That reminds me, now you can enjoy the latest Protect Your Assets podcast and virtually ask me financial questions hands-free on your smartphone, speaker, or smartphone. And here's how you do it. On Alexa, you can say, Alexa, enable Protect Your Assets. Or on Google, just say, hey, Google, talk to Protect Your Assets, and you'll find our latest podcast right there. Now, this is exciting new technology that allows you to interact with me, find out more about taxes, estate planning, long-term care, so much more. So please tell a friend and remember, hey, Google, talk to Protect Your Assets. This week, we're going to be doing a workshop on estate planning. Gail earlier had sent me an email, and Gail, make sure you talk to my team there about getting your book. If you ask me a question, you will get a free copy of my book. So anytime you want to do that, 866-PROTECT, go ahead and get a copy of my book. But anyway, Gail was asking about estate planning and how she would gift money to her children, given that the estate exemption amount right now is $11.4 million per person. So we talked about that. But Gail, this week, Thursday at 3:30, I'm going to be doing a virtual webinar. Now that we're not doing workshops anymore in Northern California, we are doing these virtual webinars where you can log in, you can ask questions, and you can find out all about estate planning. Like, do you need a trust? It's a great way to find out more about estate planning if you've wondered about wills or trust or giving money to your kids. And the best way to sign up for that right now is to call this number. Call 866-PROTECT. Again, call 866-PROTECT and let them know you'd like to attend the virtual workshop this Thursday. Want to wish a happy birthday. Happy birthday to Brent Norman, Michael Levine, Carolyn Owen, Andrew DeBolt, Enid Hahn, Adriano Alul, Tom Melendres, David Bonet, Estella Sloan, Mark Harris, John Tarabini, Mike O'Sullivan, Jim Hunter, Tom Wright, and Carlos De La Fuente. Hope you guys have a great birthday week. Now, we've been talking about how you can go broke in retirement. And so what account should you tap first when it comes to living off your savings and investments? Making this one mistake could cause you to go broke in retirement. I've seen this happen several times. So what you want to do is to come up with a withdrawal strategy that minimizes taxes and avoids penalties. Now, as a general rule of thumb, and this is very general, I'm not saying that you should do this. You could tap your taxable accounts first and allow your savings and say your tax-free and your tax-deferred accounts to accumulate and continue to compound for as long as possible before you start to take them. As you know, at age 72, the IRS makes you start taking out your RMD from those retirement accounts, not the Roth, though, however. And as you know, it's been waived now for 2020, but you might want to do it. Now, here's where this gets interesting. We have three CPAs in our office who can help customize a way for you to figure out how to take money out of your accounts in not only a efficient way, meaning looking at the investments and how they're performing, but more importantly, taxes, because taxes eat up so much of the dollars as you take them out, particularly when you combine it with Social Security. So be very careful about that, because that's one of the number one ways that people run out of money in retirement, is just by doing that incorrectly. Now, next, you spend too much. Now, earlier I was talking about kids, and Gail was going to give her son $170,000, in fact, $200,000 to buy a house using her $30,000 credit with her husband, but then the excess $170,000 was going to be taxable. So she wanted to figure out a way to do that. Kids could be one way that you spend way too much money in retirement, because let's face it, your kids ask you, you want to help them, you see the money there, you feel like, okay, I'm just going to go ahead and give it to them. Be careful about that. Kids can get you into trouble in retirement, and maybe that's okay with you, but I always say this to you, if you're going to do that and not talk to your financial advisor first, then say to your kids, hey, is it okay if I run out of money later in life, I can move in with you? And then don't say another word. I know it's tough, but say it, because if they commit to take care of you and will let you live with them and don't mind paying your bills because you did it today to help them out, then go ahead and do that. All right. Next, you spend too much in retirement. I see this all the time. According to the Employee Benefit Research Institute, 46% of retired households said they spend more in the first 2 years of retirement than they did the year before they retired. Think about that. Almost half of the people surveyed said they spend way too much the first 2 years after retirement than they did right before they retired. That's kind of counterintuitive, isn't it? So here's an easy way to get ready to prepare for retirement. You could prepare a budget. Step one, add up your monthly expenses. Step two, separate those into groups, non-discretionary versus discretionary. Step three, tally up all your sources of income other than your portfolio. Step four, subtract your expenses from your income to see what your budget should be. No matter how foolproof your plan may seem, consider what could go wrong. If 2020 has taught us anything, the reality is anything can happen. And we know going forward, particularly right now, in this very uncertain time, anything can happen. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. My executive producer and network manager, Kevin Renfer, and of course, all my fabulous producers back there doing hard work today, Claire, Phil, and Jordan. Thanks so much, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. You have been listening to the Protect Your Assets show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
All calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. And that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances. The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC. The views and the opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.